So we saw that the tour quotes the Smag, who says, "V'katav od v'yesh omri minochal piras v'etuva ve'ein la'omro she'ein lachmod ha'aris b'shvil piryav v'etuva elokayem mitzvot hatuliyot ba ad kan." That's the Smag, quoted by the tour. U'behalachos gedolot yeshna. The halachos gedolot, on the other hand, does have this line, these four words of minochal mipriyav v'nisbol mitzva. And then he goes on to say that his father, the Rush, did not say it. Okay. Clearly the source for the Smag, and those who would follow, you know, the sheet of the Smag, clearly the source for the Smag is the Gemara in Sota, right? Yudal min Aleph, Darash Rav Simlai, Bipnei ma nit'ave Moshe Rabbeinu likanes la'aretz, v'chi l'achol mipriyahu tzarech, v'chi l'spo mitivahu tzarech, ela kacham ha-Moshe. Harbe mitzvot nitztavu Yisrael ve'ein mitkamim ela b'aretz Yisrael. So therefore, the Smag says, you see, Beferish, that that's not a legitimate reason to desire Eretz Yisrael for lechol mipriyahu tzarech. I would argue that not only is this Gemara not necessarily a kash on the Bahag, but in fact it's the source of the Bahag. Okay, that this Gemara, that the Smag is alluding to as a kasha on the Bahag, is really the source of the Bahag. Okay? And it's a shame she left. She really was, like, doing great there with this Gemara. But anyhow, if you look at the Gemara, it's very interesting, because what does the Gemara ask? What's the original question? Mipnei ma nit'aveh Moshe, right? Why did Moshe desire to go to Eretz Yisrael? And then what does the Gemara go on to say? Why the switch to from nit'aveh to tzarich? Right, these are different things. My kids can tell you anytime they go into a store, if they start going like, "I need this," and you know, so like, there's a toy, let's say, or a doll, or whatever it is, you know, a CD, a DVD, whatever it is, they want. They say, like, "I need this." So immediately, they will get cut off. You know, like, "No, no, no. You need cereal, you need water, you need clothing. You don't need that. You want that." And this thing, very different thing. You don't necessarily want something because you need it. You cannot need it and still want it. And in any case, the point is that the Gemara is saying something very, very deep. Let's understand what the Gemara is saying here. We know that the Ramban, Rabbi Abachai, etc., tell us, and we'll do this in very, very condensed form, just very quickly, that when the Torah says, V'achalta, V'savata, U'veirachta, Hashem al-kecha, al ha'aretz ha-tava, shenatan lach. So the Gemara's interpretation, in terms of halacha, we say is, that V'achalta, V'savata, V'irachta, et Hashem al-kecha, al ha'aretz ha-tava, shenatan lach, that one of the things that you have to mention in Birkat Hamazon is thanking Hashem for giving us Eretz Yisrael, right? That's what the Gemara says. However, there is another way of understanding the Pasuk, another level of understanding the Pasuk that I think is a fascinating one. The Ramban alludes to, Rabbi Amichai, you know, the number we've shown him, allude to this idea, and that's the following. Let's take a look. Dvarim Perakhet. Okay, Dvarim Perakhet. So we start off by talking about the idea that through the man, we learn that even though, you know, when it comes to other foods, we work for it. We, you know, we plant and we do the whole sidur at the pot, right? The whole thing, and then we finally end up with our food. But we're lo al lechem avado yichya adam ki al kol matzapi Hashem yichya adam. Hashem provides for us in many different ways. Sometimes it's through the agriculture. Sometimes it's through man, whatever it happens to be, but Hashem, you know, we have to see the Yad Hashem in whatever food we get, however we get it. And then it goes on to say the following. Let's continue a little bit. Pasuk Yud. V'achalta v'savata. Okay. V'achalta v'savata. Uverachta et Adonai Elohecha al ha'aretz ha'tova asher natan lach. And it continues. Continues. He shamer lecha pentish gachet Adonai lehecha levilti shemor mitzvotav mishpatav v'chukotav asher anochi mitzavcha yom pentochal v'savata. Everyone see how pasuk yud bet is a contrast to pasuk yud. Right? It was what we're supposed to do is v'achalta v'savat v'ratav shemalkecha. But we're told what we shouldn't do is pentochal v'savata, which is the opposite of v'achalta v'savata v'rachta, right? Uvatim tovim tivneve yashavta v'karchav tzolcha yibriyun v'kezah zahav yibralah v'chol shalcha yibah. And this is all one long sentence from Yudbet through Yudalib. V'ram levavecha v'shachachta et Adonai Elohecha. And then what will happen? Sorry, it goes on beyond that, all the way through Yudzayin. And then you might end up saying, Pasuk Yudzayin, V'yamartabu v'avecha kochi v'otzem yadi asali et achayel hazeh. Meaning, when I have food, I can approach it in one of two ways. Right? When I eat my food, I can approach it in one of two ways. I can sit there, you know, on my full stomach, with my full stomach, and say to myself, I can see what Hashem gave me, the hashkacha, and how I ended up, you know, getting this food, how Hashem provided for me. That's the response of v'achalta v'savata uverachta. The opposite response is pentochal v'savata v'ram levavecha v'shachachta Hashem elokecha, and eventually saying kochi v'otzem yadi asali et kol achayel zeh. In other words, one can say, I see how this was given to me by Hashem. One could say, you know, oh, look what I accomplished, look what I got for myself, look what I worked for, right? Those are the two possible approaches. So we're told, v'achalta v'savato v'rachta, that we, our response should be that when we eat, we should look at it and say, oh, I see the Yad Hashem, I see the Hashkacha in providing for me. Not chas v'shalom, the opposite of forgetting about Hashem and saying, oh, like I did this all myself. Okay, right? That's the simple pshat, right? So I just want to add one thing. The Torah continues in Perek Yud Aleph of Tvarim, just a few parakim later. Ki ha'aretz asher atava shama l'rishta lo ke'aretz Mitzrayim hi, asher yitzatem misham. Eretz Yisrael is not like Mitzrayim, asher tizra'at zaracha v'shkitav rak l'chak gana yarek. Va'aretz asher atem ovrim shama l'rishta eretz harimuv ka'ot l'mtar shamayim tishtamayim. Eretz asher Adonai Elohecha doresh ota tamid einei Adonai Elohecha ba merishit hashana vad acharit shana. What does the Torah tell us very clearly? That through the agriculture of Eretz Yisrael, through the produce of Eretz Yisrael, we see the hashkacha, we see the Yad Hashem, right? That's what the Pesukim say in Dvarim Perek Yud Aleph. Everyone see that? Yes? Okay. That's what we're told in Perek Yud Aleph. Therefore, the Ramban, Rabbi Abachai, etc., alludes to the following pshat in the pasuk that we all know, v'achalta v'savat v'rachta et Hashem elokecha al ha'aretz ha'tova shanat halach. The simple pshat is not, halachically it's true, and I'm not saying we don't also learn from the pasuk, but the simple pshat in the pasuk is what? V'achalta v'savat v'rachta et Hashem elokecha. Where should we do this? Where should we say Birkat Hamazon? Al ha'aretz ha'tova shanat halach. It's describing geographically where. Al ha'aretz, literally on the land, when you're in Eretz Yisrael. Now, that's not to say that we're not chayim birkat hamazon and chutz la'aretz, but like you look throughout Sefer Dvarim, it talks again and again about mitzvot that are not tluyot ba'aretz, and nonetheless it says bring you to Eretz Yisrael to do all the mitzvot, because they have a different meaning in Eretz Yisrael. Granted, you do mitzvah in chutz la'aretz, except for many of them, but certainly the majority you can do in chutz la'aretz, but not on the same level. It's not the same thing. And therefore, the Torah tells us, you know, again and again, you know, to keep the mitzvah on Eretz Yisrael, again, because that's the ultimate context for it, as the Rashba explains, right? Very important tshuva, Chelek Aleph from Kuflam and Dalid. Rashba is based on about a dozen or so Rambans throughout Chumash and elsewhere, but the Rashba, who is a Talmud of the Ramban, very concisely formulates it and tells us, right, Lefi Sheretz Yisrael Nikrei Nachalat Hashem. Dichtiv ki gershuni hayom yisapech menachalat Hashem v'yibarach nikra lo kei haaretz v'myuchedet lo v'lo l'sari mala. In other words, the Rashba says that, and you read the whole tshuva, the Rashba points out that there are two related ideas. One is that the real context for mitzvot is in Eretz Yisrael. That's number one. And number two, that there's a different level of hashkacha. There's a different level of Hashem's providence, of Hashem's hashkacha, of the hashkacha pratit in Eretz Yisrael is on a much higher level than it is in Chutz La'aretz. Right? In Chutz La'aretz, the world runs much more based on Teva than it does in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? All you have to do is to look around in Israel and see the way that there is so much corruption, there is so much incompetence, there's like nothing in the system that is done right. Nothing. There's nothing, you know, anything that has in any way with, you know, from construction to, you know, any kind of government, anything, it's all like filled with corruption and inefficiency. And somehow, despite all that, it's incredible how it works, right? And you look around and you see all of these buildings that are everywhere, that are, you know, this incredible amount that's built in a few years. The whole state of Israel has only been around for 60 years, and you look around and you see how built up it is and how much things work and how much, and despite all the wars, thank God we've survived all these wars and have enemies all around us and have had, you know, absorbed immigration many, many, many times. The original, and it's just incredible. It's mind-boggling, the hashkacha that you see, and that's despite. It's not because, you know, at no point have we had, you know, Kimat, have we had, like, you know, a decent government or, you know, or things. It's always been corruption, efficiency, political. But nonetheless, it works. You speak to people. I've spoken to some people about it. I've never heard someone who disagreed, you know, someone who lives in Israel disagrees with this point. You look around, you see, it's incredible. You see the Yad Hashem, you see the Hashgacha. So the, you know, B'derach HaTeva, just, we wouldn't be here. That's, I'm not even talking about the major miracles. I'm just talking about the day-to-day. You look at the Rashba, the Ramban, etc. So talk about the fact, and this is really the Pesukim in the Torah, that Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Hashem Asher Hashem Elkecha Doresh Ota Tamid Einei Hashem Elkecha Ba Merishit Hashana Ba'na Acharit Shana. Throughout the year, every day, all the time, the way the Torah describes the Kivyachol is that Hashem is looking at, is focused on, is taking care of things in Eretz Yisrael. Period. That's where, you want to know where God's looking, Eretz Yisrael. That's where the Hashgacha is. There's a certain level of Hashgacha everywhere, but there's a totally different level of Hashgacha in Eretz Yisrael, aside from mitzvah, uchulei v'chulei. Okay, the point is that therefore, where is the best place to do any mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, but where is the best place particularly for Birkat HaMazon, if we're going to talk about our recognizing that the food that we have is the result of Yad Hashem and not because of Kochi Votzem Yadi Asaliyah Techayel Hazeh? What's the best place to see that the fact that we have food, the fact we have that we have produce, the fact that we can eat this stuff, that that's a result of Yad Hashem? Where do you see it most clearly? What's the best place to say Birkat HaMazon? So Ve'achaltev Savat V'rat Hashem Alkecha Al Ha'aretz HaTova Asher Natan Lach. That's where, right? It's not just that we say it about Eretz Yisrael, but that's where, in Eretz Yisrael, which is pshad in the Gemara in Sota. That's pshad in the Gemara in Sota and ultimately in the Bahak. Okay, let's go back for a moment. Let's wrap up very quickly. So a very short idea, but I think it's very, very fascinating. Says the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara in Sota and you'll see the Bahag in the Gemara. Ready? Let's focus. Watch carefully. Listen carefully. Says the Gemara. Darsh Rabbi Simlai. Why did Moshe desire to go to Eretz Yisrael? Says the Gemara, did Moshe Rabbeinu need to eat the food of Eretz Yisrael? Did Moshe Rabbeinu need to experience the agriculture, the produce of Eretz Yisrael? Meaning what? What does that mean? Did Moshe need it? What does that mean? In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu, to see the Yad Hashem, to see, you know, we can see, it says in Dvarim Yudalef and Dvarim Chet and so many other places, we can see through the food, through the produce, through the agriculture of Eretz Yisrael, we can see Hashem's presence, you know, very nice. We can see the Hashgacha, we can see, you know, that's a means, it's a channel for seeing the Yad Hashem. Did Moshe need that avenue? Right? Moshe saw Hashem panim al panim and talked to Hashem panim al panim at any moment, right? Moshe had the greatest gilui shechina on an ongoing basis. The Rambam and Maariv describe like b'chol beitin emanu, that, like, you know, sometimes is a perception of God like a flash of lightning in a dark night. But for Moshe, the flashes were so close together that it was like daytime all the time. Moshe saw Hashem all the time in a very, very basbaklaria meira, in a level that none of the other Nevi'im achieved. So Moshe needed to be able to indirectly see the hand of God through the agriculture of Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Gemara asks, right? Bechil achol mipiyahu tzarech, bechil spom mitivah tzarech. Did Moshe need that? Okay, but rather there's a different reason why he desired it, because this was just didn't give him anything. So clearly that's not why he wanted it. What's the implication of the Gemara? Clearly, says the Bahag. So for those of us who are not Moshe Rabbeinu, for those of us who God does not appear to on a regular basis, for those of us who do not have the highest levels of Nevuah, do we need to eat the fruit of Eretz Yisrael? Do we need to enjoy the paras of Eretz Yisrael? Do we need Lechol Mipriyav L'Sbom Mitzvah? The answer is clearly yes. That's the implication of the Gemara. Hence, if you look at the language that the Bahag, right, that the Bahag includes in Alamichya and Bracha Chamein Shalosh, you look at the language that the Bahag includes, it's a paraphrase, it's just the inference of this Gemara. Right? The Gemara says, did Moshe need Lechol Mipriyav L'Sbom Mitzvah? So what do we say, we who are not Moshe Rabbeinu? We say, V'nochal Mipriyav L'Sbom Mitzvah. And that's exactly part of the whole mitzvah of v'achalt v'savat v'rachta et Hashem Elokecha al ha'aretz ha'tovah shenatan lach. That we're asking to have this opportunity to, through the promise of Eretz Yisrael, to be able to be, right, be more connected to an awareness of Hashem. That's what we get out of being the promise of Eretz Yisrael. And that's what this line in Alam Mechya, Rachachem and Shalosh in general, is all about, according to the Shita of the Bahag. And I think that this Gemara, Dafka, is exactly the source for the Bahag, far from being a kasha on it. Obviously, the Smag did not learn it that way, but I'm explaining the Bahag. In any case, which I think, I mean, there's a lot to be said for this approach to the Bahag. You know, I'm sure that the Smag would agree with most, if not, you know, came out all, except for the, you know, interpretation of the Gemara. And that, I think, again, the Bahag has a very compelling interpretation of, and wanted to share that with you. I think it's an appropriate idea in general. It's an important idea in general, but certainly an appropriate idea as we go into Tu B'Shvat. Okay. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Wanted to share that with you. I think it's an appropriate idea in general. It's an important idea in general, but certainly an appropriate idea as we go into Tu B'Shvat. Okay. Shabbat Shalom, everyone.